Now to a developing story we've been reporting in the newscast all morning. John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, joins us from London. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
It seems as the Obama administration attempts to resolve the many difficulties associated with Guantanamo Bay and the circumstances of the detention of the people at that facility, legally and otherwise, that other countries around the world are also having to resolve some of the decisions that they made during the period when foreign nationals were held at Guantanamo Bay. And it appears the UK has agreed to pay millions of pounds in compensation to 16 former detainees. Is this settlement an admission of something, John Burns?
Well, I think it is, if we're realistic. Clearly, something was known at some point by MI6, the British Secret Intelligence Service, about what was going on both in American detention centers around the world, in those rendition centers. Two people who had either got UK citizenship or right of residence in the UK, and we don't know exactly what they knew or when they knew it, but the Cameron government, the new government, 6 months in office, has decided that rather than allow this to drag through the courts where MI6, the secret intelligence service, would become very unsecret, they want to close this down and simply settle with these 16 people now.
Is this a case, and we may never know, that MI6 failed to protect British nationals when they knew they were being involved, they were involved in these renditions? Or is it the case that perhaps MI6 actively participated in some of the transport associated with renditions, if indeed rendition is central to what's going on here?
Well, all of that has been alleged. It's very difficult, and this issue has been already in the courts now for quite a considerable time. But the fact is we don't really know the answers to those questions. But clearly, there is enough on this ledger for the government to decide that it doesn't want this to be dragged through the courts any longer. It needs to be said that the new head of MI6, familiar to Americans because he was previously Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Sir John Sawyer, made a speech a couple of weeks ago in which he vigorously denied MI6 condoning or participating in torture and condemned it in the most outright terms.
Would we say this is an embarrassing episode for the security establishment in the UK, and that regardless of the issues about the war and Britain's participation in the war in Iraq, that this will go down as an embarrassment?
An embarrassment, and I think it's an embarrassment that affects British-American relations too, because of course this all occurred really in a sense on the American account.
Any suspicion that the U.S. is pressuring the Brits to handle this quickly?
No, I don't think so. I think the United States has found this an extremely difficult issue to settle, to handle, and is probably pleased to see that the British government is doing everything possible to close it down now.
All right, John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. The story, again, the UK has agreed to pay millions of pounds in compensation to 16 former detainees of the Guantanamo Bay prison. It could be up to $80 million total. The prisoners are suing Britain for the nation's alleged complicity in their torture, either at the Guantanamo base or in their lead-up to their imprisonment. Thanks so much, John Burns.
Not at all. It's a pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.